This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites on this October 7th, 2019. My name is Audrey Raj, and today I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu. And just the three of us.
Just the three of us, of course, joined by our producer, Christine Wong. And it's just us girls in the studio today. Mm-hmm. The boys are having a busy Monday. And today we will be talking about English in business. How important is English in business? Is it critical to your business success or to your career success? Get in touch with us at any point, 018-789-8899. You can also catch us on Twitter and on InstaStory at BFM Radio. Some other stories that are coming up today, smart meters and skeptical Malaysians. TNB has announced that we will all have smart meters in our home by the year 2026, I think. But some Malaysians are not too keen on those smart meters. We'll tell you why in just a little bit. We also have a story on Forbes Asia's Power Business Women of 2019. Some 25 of them who are just wow. Right, Frida?
Yep, very wow.
Yeah.
Only one Malaysian.
Only one Malaysian, though. Okay. But like I said, you know, to get in touch with us at any point, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Insta Story. Our main story, of course, is about English in business. Now, over the weekend, actress and activist Maya Karin, she tweeted about her experience in Terengganu. She said she was at a talk at a library and, you know, she saw a little girl. She asked the little girl, "How old are you?" And the girl just kept quiet. And then she asked the girl again. The girl kept quiet. And then she said, "Ade umur berapa tahun?" And she answered, "Sepuluh tahun." And so what she did was she tweeted that and she tagged our education minister, Dr. Mazli Malik, and said, you know, think about this. You know, she was, I guess for her, it was just shocking that a 10-year-old girl in Malaysia at a library didn't know how to respond to her in English when asked this, a basic question, how old are you in English, right? And so she kind of just put that out on the Twitter sphere and it kind of blew up. She received a bit of backlash because not a lot of people kind of like understood that this was maybe coming from a good place because she was not questioning the child's intelligence or education or anything like that. She, I think, was just taken aback that this child couldn't respond to her when she asked a basic question in English.
Right. I think she was questioning education in the sense that this is a language that is taught in school, right? So this obviously then there is importance because it is taught in school. And if at 10, you don't know how old are you, it's quite frightening, you know? So it's a very simple question. And to say it's not important, then why teach it in school?
So, I mean, I'm just going to read out some of the tweets that came in after she posted that. This was one here that said, orang Terengganu sebenarnya faham English tapi malu nak speaking. Right. You know, so they're actually just shy. Mm. Then someone else said, there's a lot of factors why a kid can't speak or understand English. His or her upbringing, his or her environment, his or her education, his or her family background, etc. Please don't jump to conclusions based on one encounter and put it solely on our education system. There's some truth through that as well. And then another person said maybe she was just speechless because she met Maya Karin.
True.
Right? And then there were others who said, no, what's wrong if a 10-year-old couldn't speak English? Since when did learning a Western language define intelligence? There was more. This one here says, you know, the fact that kids have been learning English since they're 7 years old and a simple question can't be answered does say something about the system. Another one says that this is not about intelligence. I think she's talking about education inequality. Access to quality education for kids outside of urban areas, in this case, Terengganu. And another one here that says, English opens the door to more access to knowledge and research. Better exposure. True education must be globalized. So I guess, you know, there's a mix in there. People who say, yeah, you know, this is kind of scary that a 10-year-old, you know, who's been studying at least since she was 7 years old, you know, couldn't answer a basic question in English. But also others who seem to think that maybe this is just a cultural thing. Maybe she was shy. Maybe she was, you know, raised not to speak to strangers and so didn't want to respond to Maya Karin until asked a couple of times as well. So we can't speak for that child herself. But I think we work here at BFM Radio and every single day we converse in English. So we understand how important English is for our business. But what we want to know is English critical? Is mastering English critical in you know, the business world today, you know, in your careers, in the workplace, you know, what language do you use? Of course, we have to know and have to be able to speak Bahasa Kebangsaan. Okay, that is essential in just being a Malaysian today. Yeah. But, you know, tell us what you think and how it works in your place of work. We also spoke to Karim Razlan, who's the founder of public affairs consulting company KRA Group. He was actually tagged in Maya Karin's initial tweet. And as a reply to her tweet, he said, "The more languages you speak, the better it gets in terms of jobs, salaries, knowledge and status. That's the message we need to encourage." So we asked, we got in touch with Karim and we asked him to expand on that point.
I, of course, have made my whole livelihood from being extremely flexible when it comes to languages. I've had to learn Bahasa Indonesia in order to build a business in Indonesia. If I could learn Thai, but I'm 55, I would learn Thai in order to expand the kind of work I do in Thailand. So, you know, I'm so committed to an international cosmopolitan view of the world. Frankly, for me, it just so happens that English is the global commercial language. But if the global commercial language was Portuguese, Hausa, Afghan, Tamil, I would learn it.
That was Karim Razlan, founder of KRA Group. Now, Frida, you've worked in other places other than just radio. Mm. Have you ever had to not use English in your day-to-day work?
It's largely been English, starting my career in PR and all that. But obviously, you have to know BM if you live in this country. That's important. Just last week, I was at an event, and one of the speakers didn't feel too comfortable speaking in English, and so he was having issues explaining himself in English. Everybody said, "Do in BM." So he got comfortable doing in BM, and then when he spoke, and I just realized it was a mixed crowd, so I had to do translation work. Mm. So he spoke for about 2 minutes. I translated in 10 seconds. But what I'm saying is that it is important, and I have to agree. Like, the more languages you know, even speaking, I wish I could speak Mandarin better. It all came out when I had to do some negotiation also a while back the Mandarin sound came, but I do speak different dialects, and it's so important, right? The more you know, the better. And it just recently I went for a run in Europe, and it was so interesting. There was two people speaking in broken English in a very interesting accent. One was Polish and one was Russian, and the common language that they had to speak in was English, right? And it's like, wow, how important is this language, right? And of course, our legacy in Malaysia is such that business is conducted in English, right? And opportunities have come about because of English. And I know people, you know, love setting up their HQs here or their ASEAN headquarters here because English was the factor, you know?
All right. You know, tell us what you think. How important is English in business or in your workplace or in your career? Get in touch with us 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Insta Story. We'll come back with more thoughts on this in just a bit. But before that, one of my favorite things in the world. This is Cake with Love You Madly on Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Binge-friendly movies. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Audrey and Frida. Today we're talking about English. How important is English in business? Is English critical to your business's success or just communicating in the workplace? Get in touch with us 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Insta Story. We have some responses, right, Frida?
On WhatsApp, all right. So this is from 8049. He said, "English is getting more important currently. That's why I listen to BFM to learn English. We'll do our best. And then we have here from 4002. He said, "We converse in multiple languages in the office, but when communicating to others, we tend to use English, but we converse in Malay in our production team." Another one here is, okay, "Our customers and team and suppliers are mainly Malay, hence we tend to use Malay, hardly use English." Okay, then we have from Kinwa here, said, I'm working in the sales line, having experience in several industries. While English is important, I find speaking the language that your stakeholders are comfortable with is more important. Mm. Communication to get the correct message across in both directions is important. No point sounding great and all, but you can't get your points across or you can't understand the customer's pain points. During boardroom presentations, the C-suites and talking to machine operators, both will require differing styles of communicating. Totally agree. But the main objective is the same. Understand their pain points and convince them how I have, you know, a solution for them. This is from Madilla Hugh, who sent me a screenshot of screenshot of a Twitter conversation. A boy came to the clinic with his parent and grandparents. So I asked the boy, "Sakit apa ni dek?" You know, what are you sick with? The boy looked puzzled. So I kept asking while looking at the parents. The parents and grandparents looked puzzled too. Three generations. So I called my Chinese colleagues. So now think about that. And then again, you know, and I, it's not what is better than the other, right? Anyway, I'll finish this. So in my profession, dealing with the B40s, knowing and mastering English is great for me professionally, but in the real setting at work, it's simply not a practical language to use. Heck, even Malay is a problem for most patients. So the disconnect is rather exasperating, and being in the front lines, I end up having to adjust accordingly, depending on what people actually understand. It's a big waste of time, and the communication problem is something that could be avoided. People actually realize that they cannot live in a bubble if they want to have access to essential services, because how can we help? We cannot communicate. By the way, I too am making an effort to learn Chinese, so it's not too much to ask, I think, for basic understanding of English and Malay in this country. Mm. You know? Just do things, like think about it being rationally, as in the more languages you know, the more of an advantage you have, right?
Yeah.
And the ability to understand, the ability to communicate. So that's where we're coming from.
And that's exactly, I think, where Maya Karin was coming from. This is exactly why we're talking about this today. You know, she, over the weekend, tweeted about an experience she had in Terengganu recently, where she spoke to a 10-year-old girl and asked her a basic question, which was, "How old are you?" in English, and the girl couldn't respond. She only responded once Maya Karin asked her in BM, right? And she said that not to put aside or to play down the importance of our national language, but she's just saying that it would be good, and it's something that we really need to think about, to try and master more than just our national language, to master more than one language even, you know. And she said this actually just gives you more opportunities and breaks boundaries for you as well. Another thing that came out over the weekend was the Shared Prosperity Vision 2030 by our Prime Minister, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. And right after that, the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research Chairman, Tan Sri Kamal Saleh, he said that he backed the whole Shared Prosperity Vision. And he also said that future workers will need the knowledge and skills. And this is English is part of it. You know, he also said things that maybe we need to look at, maybe having a dual education system like they have in Germany, where, you know, Malaysia could benchmark against this, where one could be a university student and then work in the industry for a while, come back and complete one's degree. So, you know, work and study at the same time as well. But he said that Malaysian students' lack of proficiency in English has been quite critical. And so he says that we will need to be able to think, talk and communicate. And this is critical, especially in Industry 4.0. That requires a lot of technology, because future work is going to be knowledge intensive. All the 3D difficult, dangerous and dirty jobs will eventually be taken over by robots, and that's why we will need to communicate effectively in a world without boundaries, because we're going to need to be educated and need to communicate as global citizens, not just thinking about being Malaysian anymore, but a global citizen, right? So, of course, you know, after Maya tweeted that about her experience, a lot of people came back and said, like, you know, but really, do we, you know, do we really need English in Malaysia? Look at some of the developed nations. Look at Germany. Look at Japan. Look at China. You know, they are such successful nations and they keep to their national language.
Right.
But we also have learned about how, I think it was like 8 years ago, where Rakuten, with one of Japan's largest online retailers, they said that they were going to change their internal communication to English.
Right.
Because they were back then already thinking about 10 years down, everybody's going to be, you know, we're going to be citizens of the world, and we'll need to communicate in one language if we're going to be, you know, dealing with retailers and merchants and clients from, you know, across the seas. So they started implementing that, and today, you know, they have like in-house English lessons for their workers as well. At first, everybody was was a bit apprehensive and there was a lot of pushback towards it. But, you know, 8 years down now, the internal communication is all in English. Mm. Also in China, I think there are like 300 million people who are conversing in English today, way more than there is in the United States. So think about it. You know, we're all shifting towards English. I'm not in any way playing down the importance of our national language, but, you know, for business itself, you know, is it really critical? We also spoke to Jeevan Sahadevan, who came on this morning. He is the founder of Leverage Labs. And just before he left, he said, you know what, guys, I have something to say about this. So we asked him, how important is English in business?
Okay, well, let's look at it this way. How important is English in business? It's absolutely critical. And the way to look at it is, English is a language of commerce, and it's also the language of the internet. So if you think about it, I mean, everything out there, yes, English is everywhere. However, having said that, there is another language to think of as well. Besides English, English, yes, it's critical, important, superb. Go there, master your English, learn as much as you can. But here's another interesting point. For the first time, the list of the Fortune 500 top the global companies in the world have come up. And for the first time ever, the largest numbers of companies in that list are not American companies, but actually China companies. And also the top largest banks in the world, all six are China banks. And U.S. is only was number six or number seven. And so what is this saying? So this is saying that China is becoming a superpower that is huge, massive. And that's making Mandarin another language that you want to focus on as well. So if you ask me, is English critical? Yes, it is. But it's not an either-or situation. It's an and situation. So it's English and Mandarin.
So, Jeevan, is English generally the most important language in business, or does it change for different industries?
It's back to markets again. Of course, in most markets you deal with, English would be the medium. I mean, if you go back centuries, it would have been Latin or something. But again, if you're going to go to Japan and you're going to deal there, then of course Japanese is going to be very critical. But you can't go wrong mastering English. You can't go wrong. But you would want to be a lot stronger in the Mandarin component as well.
I know you spoke about China earlier, but Jeevan, do you think there will ever be a time when English is no longer the language of business?
I don't think that will happen anytime soon because of the way you see things are moving. If at all that ever does happen, it could be very, very far into the future. But again, it's very unlikely. But then having said that, look at all the languages that have died out. So you never know these things. And you never know how an economy can turn, say, 100 years from now or 1,000 years from now. But for this point in time, it is a critical language.
That was, of course, Jeevan Sahadevan, founder of Leverage Labs. So, you know, you've heard what the experts have to say. You've heard what we have to say. So chime in on this conversation. Get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on InstaStory. We'll be back with some of your responses. But first, Heartless Bastards with Got to Have Rock and Roll on Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.